Hey, hey, welcome to Real Talk with Janina Vella, where we talk about the struggles of the times, but also what we can learn from them. Join us every Wednesday for fun conversations on how we can grow where we are planted. Today's guest is Hershey Neri, also known as at Hey Hershey Online. She's a TV host, an advocate, and a counseling psych master's student. Since a lot of us, or most of us even, are going to be staying indoors until the foreseeable future, we're going to be talking about the boundaries of productivity and rest at home. Hi, Hershey. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm super excited to be here with you. Wow, alam mo, nasa bahay.
I'm glad that you're doing good as, you know, we're reaching, what, 6-7 months into the quarantine. You've been working from home. Can I ask first, how has that been for you?
So actually, I'm a freelancer. What I do is I host, I write for brands, I do social media. And yun nga, when the quarantine happened noong March, nawala lahat ng projects ko. It was so hard. So for March until May or June, I was literally doing nothing.
Oh!
Kaya sobrang na-anxious ako. Kasi for so long, yung parang self-worth ko, binibase ko siya sa productivity ko.
Mm.
I have to be a hustler. I have to attain my goals. But then I saw a tweet. It said, you know, we have to be kind to ourselves because we're not just working from home. We're working from home during a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if the only thing you do this year is to survive, that's okay.
Yeah.
I had to reroute my brain na parang, okay, what do we mean by productive? It doesn't have to be closing a client deal right away. It can be read a book.
Yeah.
It can be watch this tutorial on how I can be a better host or a better vlogger.
Yeah.
It can be as simple as that. It can be back to basics.
I love everything that you said. I think because we are in unprecedented times and because you got new normal, it comes with new definitions of what productivity is. I love that you said that. Can you give us a peek into your daily routine?
Thankfully, nung mga around May, June, I started as online shop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I sold yoga mats in the beginning of the quarantine. Mga cute printed one.
Yeah.
And then after that, biglang sobrang blessing, nagkaroon ako ng show on TV5.
Wow!
Yeah, so now I have a new schedule. Every Friday, Sunday, yun yung taping. And then the other days, yun yung for my hosting or my online shop. You know, vlogging, writing. So parang this 2020, it's all about adjusting to the new normal.
I love that because you could see that you were just really being a good steward of your time. It doesn't necessarily mean that you were busy or that you were super hyper-productive na punong-puno yung schedule mo. But it was more of parang you didn't want your time to just go down the drain or go to waste.
And I just wanted to add,
nagkaroon
lang ako ng sense of purpose when I had the online shop because I hired an assistant.
Oh.
And my assistant, she hasn't had a job ever since the beginning of the quarantine because she got laid off at her work. So now, the online shop, it's not just, oh, what I do in my free time. It's also parang, I want to give back.
Yeah, I think it's good, especially because you started with yourself. I don't really love throwing around the word self-love, but you started with taking care of yourself. And I always like to say, self-love shouldn't enable us to be selfish, but push us to be selfless.
Pang tweet na yan, guys.
Thank you. Maybe there's some learnings that you could share with us of how to handle that random work schedule or workload.
Ako kasi, I'm a super old school person. I really have a bullet journal.
Oh,
and
wow.
And I write down. Like, feeling ko kasi may sense of accomplishment if I write down what I have to do and then manually tick
cross it out. Yes! Oh, I love that feeling.
So ako, I really respect my work hours. Pag 7 na, I stop working.
Oh no, sorry. Ano, 7:16 na. Okay, end na yung podcast.
I don't consider this as work, you know. It's fun. So, I know my body. I know ano yung capabilities ko. Okay, ito yung peak hours of my productivity. Yung mga gusto kong matapos, kaya ko within these hours.
Mm.
So, iba-iba yung learning curves natin.
Mm. Yes, I agree.
Yung productivity hours natin, yung peak ng productivity natin.
Yeah, because I think that is an advantage of the quarantine and of the quote-unquote isolation that we have because we get so much time with ourselves. We discover as you said, are learning curves. And I think that's something that we never had the chance to do, you know, out of quarantine, because we kept going. It was always a go, 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 go. But now we can actually sit down and think, huh, maybe if I don't work at 3 a.m. and I actually start my day at 8 a.m., I'm going to get a little bit more done.
Right.
How do you make sure that your work life doesn't blend into your home life?
Actually, I hear that a lot from my friends, and I've actually experienced it before. You know, because you're always at home, you're always working, you don't even know the boundaries anymore. And I work or should I cook dinner? So now I read somewhere that you have to set boundaries in your space. So yung workspace ko dapat this table lang. I don't work in bed.
Yeah.
Because if you work in bed, hindi ka makakatulog ng maayos. Because your body will tell you na, oh, why are you not working?
I completely relate to that. Actually, we kind of touched on that sa first episode when we said na you have to designate your rest space and your workspace. Because if you blend them in together, then your body will just be like, parang lumulutang lang siya.
Happening!
Yeah! What's your thermometer, no, for when you're doing too much? Because obviously we want to hit the brakes before we reach burnout, right? What are the signs that you've experienced?
So I'm a very cheesy person. I have this journal nga, and then I have a mood tracker. And I really love using the mood tracker because it helps me reflect on my lifestyle. For example, if I'm happy, I color the box pink. If I'm tired, I color it black. If I'm sad, blue. And then, pag napapansin ko, wait, bakit laging black? Bakit laging tired yung mga boxes ko? Ano bang ginagawa ko the past few days? It's because nabuburnout na ako. And wala akong escape, kaya ako laging black. Parang nagkakaroon ako ng reflection. Kasi 24 hours, it passed by so quickly. But if you track it like that, parang, ah, okay.
That's so good. In a way, it's taking time to listen to yourself. I love that.
It also manifests, like when I'm tired, bakit my sleep isn't good? I sleep and then when I woke up, bakit parang I feel sluggish?
Mm.
We have to listen to our bodies.
Yes.
They know us. Kamusta ka na, braso?
You know, mental health in the midst of a pandemic is such a difficult thing.
It's so weird these times, you know, it's so weird. But I read an article somewhere, now you know the feeling we're having right now, it's so difficult. Because it's like we're mourning for human connection.
Mm-hmm.
When there's a birthday, it's a human thing to be surrounded, to be physically surrounded with people you love, but you celebrate birthdays alone. And when a person passes away, we grieve alone. And that's not how humans should function. We really function together. Minsan, may guilt pa yan na nahi-feel na, for example, why do I feel sad?
Mm.
Other people have it worse than me I have food on my table. I have a roof above my head, but I feel sad. And I feel guilty because I feel sad when I'm not supposed to be sad. Yung ganon, may ganon spiral. But I guess, yun nga sabi nga, you just have to remind yourself that it's a different period.
Yeah.
Our standards before, it doesn't apply now.
Yeah.
So I have to be okay with being just okay.
Yes.
Just okay this year. That's great.
Yeah. Just surviving, as you said, no?
Uh-huh.
Are there any lessons or tips that maybe you can share with people who are kind of dealing with the harshness of the pandemic on their mental health or emotional health?
First is set your boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe kaya you're feeling super drained is because we work 24/7 because we don't know where it ends na, you know? And then honor your rest. Make sure to do something you really like doing in your rest time.
Yeah.
Don't feel guilty if you decide to just binge watch or you just sleep. It's okay. If you want to do something productive then and start an online business, that's okay then. Kasi yung mga iba nag online business for their mental health naman. Kasi they
that's true.
Their passion project, diba? And then, don't be afraid to seek out your friends.
Yeah.
Kailangan natin yan. Ako, me and my friends, we have this chat box where we just send each other memes.
Mm.
Parang sense of normalcy. Especially now, yung mga Zooms natin, it's always about work. But why not Zoom with your friends, you know, drink with your friends or have dinner with your family, magmukbang tayo on Zoom. What we do is every Sunday night, that's when we have family Zoom calls.
Oh, that's so sweet!
Yung tradition talaga namin, every Sunday night, we visit our parents' house, we have dinner together, but that's not really possible right now. So Zoom calls every Sunday
night. Yeah.
You need a sense of normalcy. So reach out to your friends, to your family.
You're right, because it is for both your emotional and mental health, no? Making time, as you said, for a passion project or even just your passion period is something that will extremely help your mental health. So that could be anything, and that could be, as you mentioned, an online business, that could be talking with friends, a Zoom, maybe that makes you feel alive. But as we're kind of floating along and just going down the stream in the digital workspace, I think doing something that wakes you up and wakes your soul up and wakes your heart up is something that will make us feel alive and also keep us alive, to be honest.
Yeah, and I just wanted to add, you know, depression, anxiety, they're real. Mm-hmm. And that's why there's a lot of clinics that offer teleconsultation or teletherapy. Mm-hmm. So don't be afraid. Kasi parang yung others, they feel that, oh my God, awkward naman to talk to a psychiatrist or a psychologist via Zoom.
Yeah.
But so that's, I don't like saying the new normal, but that's the new normal.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to seek help.
I love this conversation. I'm sure our listeners enjoyed it, maybe even more than I did. Thank you so much for your time. We've learned so much from you. Stay safe.
Thanks,
hope to see you after quarantine.
Yes, and thanks everyone.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much, Hershey. I didn't know about the listeners, but that was a really fun episode, but also with a lot of learnings. So just a quick rundown once again, my top takeaways are: number one, productivity doesn't necessarily mean busyness. It could also mean self-care or pursuing your passion or whatever makes you feel alive. Number two, as we learn to take care of ourselves, we can learn to take care of others better. So self-love shouldn't enable us to be selfish, but encourage us to be selfless. Number three, set boundaries for yourselves. Ourselves, actually, I need to do that. So create your own schedule and establish your own work hours. And lastly, we have to learn to listen to ourselves if we're tired or happy or sad, and then adjust accordingly. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify and follow our Instagram at Globe Self Space. Once again, this has been Real Talk with Janina Vella. What did you discover in your self space today?